The Morning X on 89X with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey, Dad. How you doing?
Sing along with the song there,
I
Chuck.
Guess.
This is the year that Dave is going to challenge himself. I am going to do something that I've never done before.
It's a midlife crisis.
Dude, at 35, you can't have a midlife crisis.
That's exactly when you have them. That's exactly when you have them. That's when they hit.
35, 40.
Boom. Kaboom.
Whatever.
Who knows what you're going to do later.
I'm kind of leaning towards skydiving because that's something I've always wanted to try, but I'm leaving my options open.
Yeah.
You two, if I really decide to go skydiving, would you do it with me?
No. Call me when I'm 35.
What's that next year?
2 years.
No, I won't do it. 35, 40, 45.
No,
50.
I'd never do it.
No, really, it's never
Don't care.
No, it's. I wanted to do it since as long as I can remember.
I'll go to space. Shoot me off into space. I'll go there, I'm not jumping out of a plane.
No, I wouldn't want to do it. Anyways, we've been talking about this for a little while here on the Morning X about the fact that I want to challenge myself this year. And a bunch of people have emailed me with some different ideas, other things I should try. And I got a pretty interesting email from a guy named Brian who runs Great Lakes Kiteboarding, and he thinks this is something that I would enjoy. Hey, Brian, how are you, man?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah, this year, Brian, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I just have to try and figure out what that is. And when I saw your email, I had heard about kiteboarding before, but I never really knew anything about it. And for those people who aren't aware what exactly kiteboarding is, describe it to us.
Well, it's similar to wakeboarding. Aside from instead of a boat pulling you, it's actually a giant kite that's pulling you across the water.
So you go out on a lake and there's a giant kite. You get it going and then it just drags you to oblivion.
Not really drags you, but it pulls you across the water on a board. It's something where, I mean, it's really one of the fastest growing water sports right now. But, I mean, the potential for jumps, I mean, we can get anywhere from 40 to 50 feet high in jumps. There's a lot of wakeboarding tricks that go along with it. And it's an amazing sport. And it's a very addicting sport on top of that.
Now, what do you have to know how to do in order to be a kiteboarder? I mean, I've never even...
Swim?
I've never snowboarded. I've never really even been on a surfboard before. So would I not be able to do this?
No, not at all. I mean, we get people who have never done any of those things. And, I mean, it's such a diverse crowd. We have doctors, lawyers, kids that are doing it. But, no, I mean, it's a fast progression. Taking a two-day camp with us, and you're going to be basically self-sufficient. You're going to be able to get out there, get up on a board, and ride. So
you guys have been doing this since 2001, but it seems that it's really gained popularity in, like, the past couple of years, right?
It has, because the sport, basically the equipment's getting easier. And with that, people are learning a lot faster and safer at the same time.
What is the difference between using a boat and then using a kite? I don't understand. Like, what is the...
Well, no. I was basically, wakeboarding is, I don't, have you guys seen wakeboarding before?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I was just trying to base it on, okay, it's similar to wakeboarding. Instead of the boat pulling you, it's actually a kite pulling you. So.
Yeah. And like
so it's the same kind of thing. But
what happens is with the kite, if you like hit a jump or something like that, the kite might want to take off in the air like 50 feet. And it's going to pull you up.
Whoa.
And then you'll bring it back down. The weight of yourself will bring it back down. But you could jump. Like
you could never go that high wakeboarding.
No, not even in your
but
wildest
dreams. But kiteboarding, you absolutely could.
Huh.
Absolutely.
What's the season like in Michigan for kiteboarding? Like, when do you guys start it up?
Typically on water, we'll start in June, but we do snow kiting also, and this has been a great season for it, meaning we use a snowboard and we go on to the frozen lakes, farmers field, golf courses, and we do the same thing on snow.
You guys are idiots. Yeah. That's all I can. I don't get it.
Now, because here's the thing. If I'm flying 50 feet in the air, right, landing in the water, I can understand. Flying 50 feet in the air, landing on the frozen lake, that I don't want to do.
snow-covered lake. We've had a lot of snow this winter.
Okay, so, better be a lot.
It's like falling into powder, basically. It's not as bad. Okay.
Have you been addicted to this kind of thing your whole life? Have you been like an adventure junkie?
Pretty much. I mean, I started skateboarding and it kind of, you know, evolved from there with windsurfing and then surfing and then wakeboarding and then kiteboarding. So, yeah, it's a great sport. It's very addicting, though, that's for sure.
All right, so I'm deciding, Brian, this year I'm going to do... Have you ever been skydiving, by the way?
You know what? I haven't. I have to try it. I haven't though.
Because I'm deciding this year what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll do more than one thing. Maybe I won't have the balls to do anything.
Right.
But I'm hoping I do something that I've never done before to challenge myself. But I also know I'm not the biggest risk taker in the world. So our boy James, who works with us here, Brian, does some stuff for us. And we've decided that...
You've decided.
Well, I've decided that I'm going to let him try things first and see how he does. And James is on the X Lines right now. Hey, James.
What's going on, guys?
Not too much. James, yesterday, after we talked to him, Brian... was researching this on YouTube, and maybe you can put his fears at rest because there's some crazy videos on YouTube of people kiteboarding, right, James?
Yeah, after hearing about it, I decided to check it out, and I'm kind of terrified right now.
Well, James, you don't really want to watch YouTube when you're going to get into this sport, honestly.
No.
They're just going to show the worst things that have ever happened in kiteboarding, but it is a very safe sport. Taking a lesson with a professional instructor will definitely ease your mind. It's a very simple. It's not as dangerous as you would think.
Now,
What exactly qualifies you as being a professional instructor compared to...
I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. I mean, we were sent a kite out in 99, and we were really the first, one of the first people in Michigan to ever try it out. And basically, I used to teach windsurfing back in the day, and it kind of evolved from there.
Now, we're going to put a link up to Brian's site so you guys can check it out. There's some really cool videos on there. GreatLakesKiteboarding.com is the website, right, Brian?
Correct.
And you have two locations?
Yeah, we have a St. Clair Shores location and Taos. And Taos, if you guys have ever heard of the place, it's really one of the best spots in Michigan and actually one of my favorite spots to ride in general. I've been all over trying kiteboarding, and Taos is really one of the best spots I've ever found.
What makes it so good?
Very shallow. It's protected. It's actually, there's a peninsula that goes out into Lake Huron, and it kind of curves around. So it gives us the advantage to ride any wind direction and also being able to teeter in shallow water. So you're never over your head. You're in, you know, waist-deep water, flat water, and it's a very steady and consistent wind up there, too.
As I try and figure out how I'm going to challenge myself this year, we're talking to Brian from Great Lakes Kiteboarding, and our boy James is on the line with us, too, because he may try it before I do it to see if I could do it or not.
Right.
You know, he's kind of our tester.
I'm going to say not.
I think...
What is that, James?
No, I just don't think Dave, he got stuck in his desk at work.
Yeah, he is. He's clumsy. He's very clumsy.
He's very clumsy.
I'm not the most coordinated.
You're gangly. You're
I'm 6'5", and I, you know.
You got
I'm,
a lot to go wrong.
Yeah.
There's a lot of you that can go wrong.
I can barely balance on a bicycle, so.
Oh, my God. Don't.
I don't know about this,
it.
Brian. I'm not sure. James might be better at it. Now, I don't know. It first came to my attention, and let me know if this is kiteboarding or not. But you remember last year the hurricanes were hitting and there was this video going around of this guy who I think was kiteboarding and slammed into the side of a building. Was that kiteboarding?
He was kiteboarding.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, unfortunately, you shouldn't be right. You shouldn't be kiting in a hurricane. So
yeah, that's true.
And he was an experienced rider and he did a lot of things that he shouldn't have. And he knew it. But the guy recovered and he's going to kiteboard again. So.
They have a kiteboard for the wheelchair because
he doesn't have a wheelchair.
Dude, he slammed into the beach at 1,000 miles an hour.
Into the side of a building.
And then he went into the building.
Yeah. So,
I know, but you know, in all reality, he shouldn't have been out there. And you talk to any kiteboarder, they'll tell you the same thing. So you have to know your limitations.
Sure. If you're a giant douche if you're kiteboarding in a hurricane.
Yes.
In hurricane
exactly.
course.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
No question. James, do you have any fears or concerns looking, you know, thinking about this?
Well, after watching those YouTube videos, I'm scared I'm going to hit, like, a big gust of wind, and next time I'll see you, I'll be in China or something.
Brian, what is to stop a kiteboarder from just being lifted up into the air?
It's really, I mean, obviously we're going to start on a much smaller kite, and if anything happens, as soon as you let go of the control bar, everything stops. So, and you know, with jumping, it's an intentional thing. You're not gonna just start off and jump 30, 40 feet high.
Right.
It's just impossible. You have to really get the experience to do that. So as a beginner, you may have an unintentional, like, 1 or 2 foot high jump. That's about it. But in all reality, I mean, we're going to put you on a much smaller kite, and we're going to make sure it's safe for you. And we're only going to do it in the conditions that we see fit. So, I mean, we're not going to take you out in 30 mile an hour winds. Predominantly, we're going to take you out in about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Keep it safe. So,
yeah, I'm going to be honest. As if it was my first time going out there, and I unexpectedly launched about 2 feet off the ground, I would be pooping
my
pants.
Chuck, 2 feet? You can jump higher than 2 feet.
No, probably not. But would poop.
And usually when that happens, it hooks somebody. I mean, once you feel the power of the kite, you are addicted. I guarantee it. We teach over 100 people a season, and I have not had one person that did not like the sport. It's a very addicting sport, to say the least.
Yeah, I never thought I would be interested in anything like this, and then you have some videos up on your webpage, and it looks really cool. I love the water. I've tried water skiing. That didn't go too well for me.
I bet.
Kind of face planted on a beach.
I bet.
Oh.
Yeah.
See,
yeah, that sounds
about
right.
I was trying to be cool guy and let go and then just kind of coast into the
Dave,
beach.
Dave, you're not
where
cool
all my
guy.
Friends were having a barbecue.
Yeah.
And I was like, hello. Mouthful of sand. So yeah. I'm not the most coordinated guy, but if James does it and he likes it, then maybe I'll give it a try. So maybe when you guys start this up in June or July, we'll get James out there with you, Brian, and see if he likes it.
Poor James.
That sounds great. I'd love to get him out there.
James, what do you think, man? You good? You're gonna be down with this?
Yeah, well, knowing that I'm not strapped to the kite, and once I let go, because I'm 20 feet in the air, they're going to just lose the kite, and I'll be safe. I'm good.
All right, James, we'll take care of you, bud.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, thanks, okay. James. James will do it this summer. Hopefully, we'll see. Brian, thanks a lot for joining us, man. The website, once again, we'll put a link to it up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can check it out for yourself. Some really cool videos on there. And get more information on it if it's something you want to try this summer. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay.
And listen, if people find any of these kiteboarding videos on YouTube, just keep sending them to Dave.
Sure.
Because it warms his heart to see people hitting rocks.
Or if you have any other ideas for me or what we can get James to do before I decide whether or not, let James do it. Email us, morningx@89xradio.com. Mm. Besides skydiving or kiteboarding.
Nude beaching.
Yeah, that's the other thing I've really always wanted to try, a nude resort or nude beach.
Yeah. And so, now Detroit's dance party.
Yeah, Detroit's dance party. But anything else you could think of that could be a big challenge for me that we could try out this summer, let us know. morningx@89xradio.com.